Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Glad you're with us. DA with you coming up later on in this hour. Jeff Monken, Army head coach. How about the Black Knights are 8-2 this year. They've rattled off 6 straight wins. They're undefeated at home. They're headed to a very, very nice bowl game. And knowing where Army football was for so long, I mean, you're talking about 0-11 type days and 0-11 type seasons. It is a miracle what he has been able to do on the banks of the Hudson. So we'll talk to head coach Jeff Monken of the Army football program coming up here in about 37 minutes from now. Also, we'll talk about last night's college football playoff rankings. As we head into the final couple of weeks of college football, what is the worst case scenario for the committee? But let's begin with the Golden State Warriors situation. We know a couple of nights ago, late in a tie ball game in LA against the Clippers, rebound comes down to Draymond Green. Instead of dishing it off to one of his players on the floor, namely Kevin Durant, who is clapping for the ball to make a game-winning shot of the buzzer, Draymond dribbles it up the floor, over half court, fumbles it away. They never get a shot off, and they lose in overtime to the Clippers. Draymond and Kevin Durant have words during the break over it. And apparently, this thing has mushroomed quite a bit as Draymond Green gets suspended by the team without pay yesterday for conduct detrimental to the team. Apparently, Steph Curry even went to Draymond's house to get Draymond's side of things.
Kevin, have you and Draymond been able to hash anything out?
No.
Do you see that happening anytime soon?
I'm sure it will. We got a long season ahead.
I'm going to keep that in house. That's what we do here. I mean, obviously, I know you guys got a job to do, but I'm not trying to give nobody no headlines. What happened, happened. We're trying to move on. Just trying to play basketball.
So this is Kevin Durant following the game and now discussing how bad this friction is. Now, when you look at the Golden State Warriors and where they are at right now, they're still at the top of the West. They're doing it with Steph Curry banged up with a groin injury. And you know that there is so much basketball to be played that it is virtually impossible to believe that the Warriors could be ripped apart by something in November. Had this happened in the playoffs, on the eve of the playoffs, sometime in the spring, perhaps it can linger through some difficult series, some difficult moments, etc. But look, it's November. It's not even Thanksgiving. I just don't believe this thing ends up festering and ripping the team apart when it comes to April and May and June. There's so much time left in the season, and they have so much talent. I'm sorry, I just don't believe that something that happens today is going to permanently affect this team 6 months from now. But I do find this interesting. The Draymond Green and Kevin Durant had words, and apparently, in the locker room after the game, voices were raised. There was no actual physical altercation, but there was a lot of screaming in the locker room. And some of it was directed at Draymond Green because Draymond accused Kevin Durant of worrying only about his free agency and trying to increase his marketability. And in other words, Draymond Green thinks that KD was in his face about not getting the ball because KD wants to play hero because he wants to increase his own marketability, visibility as he goes to free agency. And I think there is a real concern within that locker room that Kevin Durant is in it for this year and then he's out. And I think there's always to me been a distrust of Kevin Durant's what his true motivations have been. I really do believe that. I think they recognize that Kevin Durant is one of the best players in the NBA. They recognize that Kevin Durant makes them unstoppable. They recognize with Kevin Durant and the rest of the team healthy and focused, nobody on earth can touch them, and they can rattle off as many championships as they want. But Kevin Durant doesn't fit into that tapestry the same way the other guys do. The other guys will always be beloved in Golden State because they were drafted by the team. They were part of the first championship. They were part of the 73-win team that ultimately lost to LeBron in the finals, but set the all-time record. What Kevin Durant is always going to be at Golden State is a hired gun, and he knows that. And I think Durant, by virtue of lashing out at people on social media, constantly battling with critics, always talking about how his motivation for the move and why he did it and he doesn't care and his place in history and all of this, he is so consumed by how people view him that he'll never fit in there because he'll never be one of them. He wasn't there drafted. He wasn't part of the team that weren't good. He wasn't part of the first championship team. He will never be part of that. You know, think about maybe your friends in college and the group of guys, the group of gals that knew each other since high school. And you became close friends with them, but you knew you would never have the bond that the friends from high school had. The rest of them went way back to their hometown, and then you jumped in college. Or a bunch of them went to college together, and you jumped in, and you weren't at school with them. And you jumped in when you were 23 or 25 or even 30. You know you'll never have that bond. You're close, you're tight, but you'll never have the same bond. That's what Kevin Durant feels there in Oakland. And there is a distrust from those guys. And Draymond's just going to be the guy that vocalizes it because Draymond's the loosest. He's the loosest with his lips. He's obviously the most volatile of them. So Draymond's going to say things other guys won't. But yeah, they look at KD as getting these rings, stacking the championships, enhancing and brandishing his legacy, and then moving on for his own team. Because he knows he's always going to be insecure about his role there. And KD knows as many titles as he wins at Golden State, it will never be looked at as winning one with his own team. Nobody's ever going to respect it the same way. But here's what's interesting. What's interesting is that the Warriors have sided with Kevin Durant. They suspended Draymond Green. They have hitched their wagon to Draymond. Now think about this. If Kevin Durant leaves in the offseason, which I think is absolutely on the table, if he leaves and Draymond stays, the Warriors are deciding right now to hitch their wagon to Kevin Durant, the guy that may leave and not be around. Why? Why? Because that ownership desperately wants to hold on to Kevin Durant. And they know we make friends with Kevin Durant, we support KD, we may win him back and woo him back, and that's how we keep the good times rolling. If we have to sacrifice Draymond in this, we sacrifice Draymond in this. Look, Steph and Clay and the rest of those guys, they know what's up with Kevin Durant's contract. They know that they have the same distrust that Draymond does. They're able to be more diplomatic and polite because they're not as crazy as Draymond is. But they have the same concerns. But ownership is going to stand by Kevin Durant because ownership has a $1 billion palace opening up in downtown San Francisco next season that they owe tons of money on. for years to come, and they can't pay it unless the Warriors are really good. And the Warriors being really good, like superhuman good, like historically good, means you need Kevin Durant back, not Draymond Green. This is not to dismiss what Draymond brings to the table. One of the best defensive players of the league, arguably the best defensive player in the league. Energy, grit, getting in other people's heads, trash talk, being the agitator. He brings a lot. I mean, he's a facilitator. He takes a rebound, can go up the floor. I mean, he's a wonderfully well-rounded player, despite what a jerk he can be. But they know if we've got to sacrifice Draymond Green, that's okay if we keep Kevin Durant. Because with Kevin Durant, we are superhuman. Without Kevin Durant, we are not. They are siding with KD because it's long-term business. Long-term business tells them, we make our bed with Kevin Durant. And, I mean, you even heard the owner, Joe Lacob, after last year's championship say, we'll give Kevin whatever he wants. We just want him to stay. I mean, it's kind of pathetic. Whatever he wants, he's earned it. That was a quote. Whatever he wants, he's earned it. They are in the business of remaining a super team, and they know they need Kevin Durant to do that. 855-212-4CBS, Twitter, DA on CBS. There's just so much hate on our Twitter feed regarding Huge Freeze and my support of him.
And Huge, whatever his name is.
It's disappointing. Senor Pantleg tweets, you can't worm yourself out of this one, DA. The evidence is stacked against you. Nobody wants to hear hacks like Huge Freeze singing on a sports show. Hashtag get him out.
Get him out.
Dixieland Dan tweets, absolutely not, DA. No, no, no. Getting into anything that's not sports in high school is easy. I was in the band and there were kids in there that were absolute garbage. The choir is the same way. Just because Huge was in the choir doesn't mean he's a singer.
Get him out.
Matt, however, tweets, if someone is able to sing a tune that gets stuck in your head for a week, such as Fum Bombay, it's okay for that person to sing on this sports radio show.
By and large, he cleaned up his act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Hugh Freeze, for all the negative that Hugh Freeze, you know, draws to his name, I think he did a pretty good job.
In the morning I'm leaving, making my way back to Cleveland. So tonight I hope that I will do just fine. Despacito.
Sweet Sin City, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva, viva Las Vegas.
Robbie Rosenhaus.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
I was sitting in the railway station, had a ticket for my destination. Mm-hmm. A kicker missed for the Huskies. A 2-in-1 week for Huge Freeze. Homeward bound.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Boise can be your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. He's the number one fan of the man they call Huge Freeze.
And if I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York.
Hugh Freeze.
Robbie. You tell me that man does not have formal training. You tell me that's not the closest equivocation to Adele that we have seen in years.
Maybe in weight.
Itchy nipple chub rub.
<My
I will tell you, that is a man with golden pipes. That's a songbird of a new generation, and I stand by him, and I will not back down from what I said. Unless you are Adele or a person of formal song training, I cannot allow you to sing in the workplace. But Robbie is all of those things.
Hugh Freeze.
When we come back here on the show. College football playoff rankings came out last night. What's worst case scenario? What's Armageddon for the playoff committee? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Open now for brunch.
DA, first and foremost, man, you do a great job. I've been following you over the years, man. You're very professional, and you're straight to the point.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember to take us with you wherever you go by listening to us on demand. Listen to the podcast, full show, every episode available on iTunes. Search DA and CBS. But also, you can check them out online, daoncbs.com. CBS's Super Bowl season continues Sunday with exciting regional action. The Steelers head south to battle the Jaguars, and later the Chargers host the Broncos in a classic AFC West showdown. Check your local listings for the game of the area. Kick off your day with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS! Now you can catch Army football on our sister network, CBS Sports Network. And full disclosure, I'm a native of the Hudson Valley, grew up in Warwick, New York, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from West Point. I've actually been up to West Point twice this season for the win over Miami of Ohio and a couple of weeks ago against Air Force. And as somebody that's followed this program very closely, I can tell you this is one of the greatest coaching jobs in the country, what our next guest has done. There was a point in time where Army was down in the dumps, and they did not win games, and sometimes they would lose every game they played. Right now, they have the most votes received just outside of the top 25, and they're an inch away from being ranked for the first time since 1996. Army has ripped off six straight wins. They are undefeated at home. And they've got that big game against Navy looming in the distance and then a bowl game after that. Jeff Monken joining us this morning on the show, head coach of the Army Black Knights, the Army Knights. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure, man. It's always good to talk to you. Always good to catch up with you. And, you know, this is an amazing turnaround that you have orchestrated there. When you took over the program more than 5 years ago, did you see potential, or did you say, boy, we got a lot of work to do here?
Oh, I knew we had a lot of work to do, but certainly I felt like there was potential. I was an assistant for Paul Johnson for a long time, and one of our stops was at the other academy. And frankly, it was very similar to the situation we went into there. We felt like it was a great place, and had a chance to win, and we felt about the same coming here. I mean, the tradition and history here is as good as anybody in college football has, and this is one of the best academic institutions on the face of the planet, and I really felt like we could have a football program that was representative of that excellence, and our kids have done it. They just done a great job. They worked really hard, and they're having some success as a result of their hard work and their dedication.
When you're inside Mikey Stadium, it's so obvious. The cadets are going crazy. You're right close to the Hudson River. You're looking at the mountains of the Hudson Valley just looming over you, and it's just one of the most breathtaking places for college football. And inside the stadium, 36,000 people sounds like 56 or 66 or 76,000 people. I saw on the sideline a couple weeks ago so many of the cadets and so many of the players and recruits just really soaking it all in. Is it an easy sell when you get kids on that turf and just look around and say, boy, look at what you got going on here?
I don't think there's anything easy about Army. And that's one of the things that I really like about it, and that our program embraces, is that it's not easy. And it's not easy to get somebody to say yes to to a commitment to serving their country. And that's what I admire so much about our cadets, our players who are part of the Corps of Cadets, that they have made a pledge of commitment to our nation, to serve our nation in the Army as leaders. And you know, there's enough guys out there that will come and look and realize the opportunity that's there, because it really is, it's not I have to serve. These guys realize that I get the opportunity to serve, and it's something that's going to help me in my life, whether it be immediately following college or in the long term for the kind of man they become, the kind of young woman they become, the opportunities that they'll have in whatever their chosen profession is. I don't know if there's a better place to prepare you than West Point. So they get here and they realize that, and not all of them do. Some of them are just, hey, the Army's not for me. That's okay. It's not for everybody. But we got a great bunch of young people that American can be really proud of.
Army's head coach Jeff Monken joins us here on the show. Army is just outside of the top 25. They are 8-2 and have had a great season thus far, and nearly knocked off Oklahoma earlier in the season. When you're on campus at West Point, you're around the cadets, you're around that family. What does Veterans Day mean? I mean, we just all looked at Veterans Day and obviously experienced it our own way. What is the experience like for you in the middle of that family?
Here it's so much different. I think I believe as Americans we ought to celebrate Veterans Day every day. That we ought to never lose sight of the commitment and the promise that they've made to defend our nation. And you know, it's something that most of us that are free take for granted, and we just think, hey, we got an army out there to protect us, and to we've got an armed forces to protect our borders and go defend freedom wherever it's needed, and that's somebody else's job. Well, you know, freedom isn't free. Somebody's paying the price, and we got people here on our campus that work here, live here, have been in the military most of their adult life, whether they're teachers or TAC officers or administrators or whatever their job is here. And then we've got 4,400 young people who have made a commitment to serve our nation, and so here we do that every day. We prepare and train these young people to be leaders of character in our Army, and here it's another day. It's just a day like any other day to feel the pride and to know that what we're doing here is going to make a difference for our nation. So it's really an honor and a privilege for me to be here, be in a leadership position to help train and inspire these young leaders to go out and serve our Army. And it's great for America to have a day that we set aside and say, you know what, we're really going to recognize our military and have parades and buy them coffee and donuts and a free lunch. And we should do that as often as we can, because when we see a man or woman in uniform, you know, that's what America is right there. It's people that unselfishly and courageously give of themselves so that we can live free and live in the greatest country in the entire world.
I've spoken to a number of people in administration and education situations that say over the last 5 years it's been much harder to get through to kids. Kids have changed. I think the world has changed over just 5 years. A lot of that has to do with technology, et cetera. You've been there now for 5 years. Do you find it harder to get young people to buy in to what you talked about, that sacrifice and that commitment to Army and your service to the country, and then also playing football?
Well, it's only a sacrifice if you're doing something you don't want to do. And that's what amazes me about these young leaders here, and really what I admire about every one of our men and women who serve in the armed forces is that they're not making a sacrifice. It's because it's something that they want to do. They're called to serve, and I believe that every one of us is put on this earth to serve others, not to serve ourselves. We're put here to serve each other, and these are the Americans that answer the call. And yes, it's hard to find young people that'll say yes every single time you ask. Would you be interested in the in a military school and a career, albeit maybe a short career in the military? You do have a 5-year commitment, and our students are free to go and pursue whatever they want to do after that. But it's still hard to find people to say yes. But there's enough young people out there. There are enough young men and women who have that calling and are willing to answer that call. And so we find them. We search all around the country, and we find those young men who are open to that and who will answer the call to serve. It's fabulous. It never ceases to amaze me the quality of people that we meet and we have a chance to recruit and then have an opportunity to coach and to lead here. These are some remarkable young people.
Jeff Monken, Army head coach, joining us here on the show. They are 8-2. From a football standpoint, people might look at Colgate and go, well, you guys will roll over Colgate. And yet, when you look at Colgate's defense, they have given up 29 points and have 5 shutouts on the year. They've given up only 12 points in their last 8 games. You might look at Colgate and not take them seriously, but you know, this is a significant challenge against a defense like that, right?
Shoot, this is a really good football team. And you know, what people don't understand is that the top 22 players at most of the FCS schools could play on a roster at an FBS school. Now, I'm not saying that every defensive tackle in FCS could start on every FBS team, but there's a bunch of players on every FCS team, 1AA team, that could certainly be contributors and some starters at the next level up. I coached at Georgia Southern, and I was the head coach there for 4 years before I came here. We were an FCS school, a 1AA school, and I mean, I think we've had 7 or 8 guys on those teams during the time I was there that played in the NFL. So there's certainly guys at that level that can play at our level. So we know that we've got a very well-coached team, a physical, fast team in Colgate coming in here, and a team that's very motivated. They're 9-0. They got a chance to be 10-0, beating us, and going into the FCS playoffs with a very high seed. And so they're going to be very motivated coming in here as well. And so we got a big challenge on our hands, and we're certainly not overlooking that.
And that game comes up Saturday against Colgate on CBS Sports Network. That's a noon Eastern kick in our sister station, CBS Sports Network. Congratulations, Coach, on the success this year. Congratulations on all the success up at the program. I've had such a good time this year coming up to a couple of games. Keep getting them. Can't wait for Army-Navy in a couple weeks as well, man. And thank you so much for dropping on by.
Thanks, DA. Beat Navy.
You got it. Beat Navy. Jeff Monken, head coach, joining us here on the show. And as you might imagine, he's got a lot of people looking at him at the next job. The Kansas job is open, and he's been connected to that job, but he'll be connected to a million jobs, obviously, in the offseason. I mean, Monken takes over a program that, like I said, in the 90s and 2000s, you're looking at 1-win seasons, 2-win seasons, 0-win seasons. He was 2-10 a couple of years ago. In the last 3 seasons, he's 28-10 and has won 2 bowl games. And he's 8-2 this year and just outside of the top 25. And Army has not been ranked in the top 25 since 1996, 22 years ago. He's done an amazing job, and you could just hear he's just such a perfect fit. And I don't know how long Army's going to be able to keep him around, but boy, is he just the perfect fit there. Wouldn't you just love to play for a guy like that? Our toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Coming up here at the top of the hour, the Le'Veon Bell situation finally has an ending. He did not report yesterday, which means he is ineligible to play for the rest of the season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Le'Veon gambled and said, I'm taking the entire year off. I'm not coming back. I'll test the waters in free agency, and whatever happened to the offseason, I'm fine with. did Le'Veon, by not playing at all this year, win or lose his gambit? We'll get to that coming up here next. 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. You are locked into the mothership here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.